Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we want to invoke your rich blessing upon us this hour, this day, Lord, that's been set aside for the study of your word according to a vindicated prophet. Praying, Lord, that you will help us to see things herein, to give us an understanding more and more what has been said, a deeper understanding, Lord, something which will impress us, O God, to be more a part of this message and to see what it is all about. We'll be careful to give you the praise in Jesus' name. We pray, amen. You may be seated. Now, this is number 9 of the Anointed Ones of the End Time. And as one studies this message, wherein Brother Branham has been commissioned to reveal this mystery of the false Christ as part of the seventh seal, we are struck by the fact that he is placing the blame on these lying prophets for the church's failure to receive the promise of God for this hour. That's right. It isn't that the promise of God isn't here to be received, it's it's here and they won't receive it. Right? That's exactly right. What is the promise this hour? Malachi 4. Part of it. Revelation 10, 1 to 7, the opening of seven seals, the seven thunders. Right down the line. Resurrection hour. All those things. And the false prophets are causing the people to miss it. They're being cheated. It is in paragraph 89, as he is speaking out against the false prophet, Zedekiah, that he says, the church has a right to these things, but you've been cheated out of them. That's exactly true. How they have a right? It was presented before them, and they could have had it. The false prophets came along, and they said, forget it. You know that's not what we teach. Why, look, you talk about a vindicated prophet. We've got vindication, too. We're somebody. Don't sell us short. Hey, man, he's not the only guy who got some. What do you think he is? Well, our great organization. Like the book Lloyd and I saw, William Branham didn't go to some accredited school of theology. Oh, my, how dreadful. Oh, goodness me. I suppose a fully qualified engineer at MIT, Ford, should have been. Where did Chrysler go? You talk about a genius, where did Walter P. go? Ha! Stupid, ignorant creatures. Who isn't ignorant and stupid these days, though? The intelligentsia, so-called, the lawyers, the doctors, and the media. Like one guy a long time ago, quoting the scripture, facetiously said concerning the newspaper men, and they could not see Jesus from the press. You know, the crowd. Well, I'll endorse that. They've been cheated out of them. It is evident that it is these false teachers who are leading the church into a world ecumenical body that is trying to restore the church by denominational efforts. Now, you got to give them A for trying if you believe that failure is success. Or going to hell is a very fine opposite to heaven. That is, you know, one's as good as the other, maybe better. Oh, yeah. Now, listen, I can be pretty ironical up here, but this statement is very true, that they are trying to restore the church. See, bring about a restoration outside of a prophet with a true spiritual revelation. But instead of a blessing, and this is all the time we're going to take this morning is on this part here. Instead of a blessing, the church will receive a curse. And since no man wants to be cursed, even as Ahab did not want the word of Elijah fulfilled to him and upon him, these prophets will deny any curse and work the scripture around in a vain attempt to prevent the curse. As though by saying, well, it couldn't happen to us. Remember the letter I read of Duplessis last Wednesday night? You that didn't hear the tape, you get the tape and I read a letter from Mr. Duplessis. Oh, he's going to make sure it doesn't happen. Because the great Duplessis said so. I know the fella. These false prophets are exemplified by Zedekiah, who are exemplified by Zedekiah, fight the word of Elijah. They fight that word of Elijah, just the same as they fought the word of Micaiah. And you notice their tactics, sneeringly repudiate the true prophet, and one even smote him in the face. Now that's what happened back there. We saw that Brother Branham was spit in the face and smacked in the face by people who sneered and laughed and said, ha, 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 you know. We showed you that, women and men laughing at him. You know, that's something, isn't it? Why would you go and hear a man outside of a stage show, all sincerity, and you titter about it? You know, that reminds me of the old earth church in the first century where they threw the apostles and believers to the lions. Then they laughed and had a joke about it. I want to impress you. How far has the world gone in sin to make mock of God? You can see a perfect parallel between this hour and the time when Christ was crucified. But how many else do? Now, they'll give you all the signs. They say, oh, Jerusalem, the Holy Land, the Sodomites are in the land, and you look at this, and you look at that, and they will point you to all the signs, but the sign of the prophet Elijah. You know, and they don't want that, because you see, when they point there, it points away from them. I tell you, I was glad to get the heat off of me. So when they said, this is a Branham and Dale campaign, I said, who told you to put my name up there? I said, take it off. Put the heat on the prophet. That wasn't my idea, of course, but I want you to know it works both ways. They'd have been smart. They'd have put the heat on the prophet. Now the heat's on them. Right? Right. We're not dealing with juries that can't convict the mafia and judges that sell out. We're dealing with God who already sold out through the perfect blood of Jesus Christ, paid a price. Well, remember that, brother, sister. It's a big difference. Then Brother Branham takes the case of Jeremiah and Hananiah, where the same thing happens as Hananiah breaks a wooden yoke from off the neck of Jeremiah and calls him a liar. But before we read paragraph 107, which we read on page 26 in closing, we want to just recall to your mind once more that you said you were not here on Wednesday, and you get the tape, you will find out that Brother Branham was very, very strongly letting us know this was the last day message, which means it's the last message, which people didn't know there was supposed to be a last message. Did you know that?
Yeah.
How many people do you know in theology or any place you've been ever taught you there was a last message? Now, you know they all believe that they have the last message. The Lutherans thought they had it. Wesleyans thought they had it. And Pentecostals were sure they had it. Now, along come Branhamites. We say, what if something else comes? Well, we blew it. Now, can you go to the Bible and find something else in the light of everything these guys are preaching here and say, this is it, this is it, this is it, this has got to be the iron. Now, I know this fellow Epley years ago, he said this was not Laodicea, but Philadelphia. He got carried away with ecumenism. Well, those that get carried out will get carried back. You know, they that carry themselves out, somebody will carry them back. There's a judgment coming. So, well, we're sorry for them, but listen. Our sorrow does not give way to sentimental maudlin who knows what. Temperamental, spiritual inanity, we don't give way to that. You got to... If you're a soldier of the cross, you have to endure hardness. And you have to take a hard stand. Now, that doesn't mean that you and I are going to be mean. That's not what we're talking about. Actually, we should be the most gracious people living. Except on one point. We don't give on the word. Now, that's where most of our colleagues cannot understand this. So they had to say, well, Baal teaches there's no resurrection, or it's all over. There's no physical coming. There's no this, there's no that. They don't believe in love. They don't wash feet. They're not communion. Every lie has been told about us. I think by now, I wouldn't say that that's true. In fact, I hope it's not true yet. There should be some more coming up as time goes on. They can't understand our stand, so they got to make something up on. The stand is very simple. I would to God you and I were as virtuous as Jesus Christ himself. I would that you and I were as strong and loving as Moses and all those men. But I tell you something. If we cannot go beyond, at this point, the Apostle Paul and Irenaeus and Luther and all those people, Moses and all, we will never get out of here. And there's only one thing going to do it, and that's the Word. So if you've got all these other things and you're working on them, and the one thing that's going to get you out of here, which is the key, you better get the key and work on it above everything else. And as I've explained many, many a time, and I'm going to stand here before God, if he allows me, to prove to this generation the truth is what we're speaking here. You are a conduit. The Word of God is a conduit. And if you as a conduit of God, with the Word, his mechanical pure Word is a conduit, the life must come to you and manifest what's in that life, or a dog is not a dog, and a hog is not a hog, and a rose is not a rose, and a lily is not a lily. God's mixed up. He blew it. Well, you understand what I'm saying? If you don't, shall I go over it? A pig is a pig, right? What are you going to do about it? Pig life needs everything it can possibly have to bring forth a true pig life. And you get the best pig ever. And he was back in the Garden of Eden. He wasn't so good on the ark, but he made it. Not near as good. He wasn't in the Garden of Eden, somewhere close. Dogs the same way. Flowers the same way. Look, a spirit is there. Whether that spirit is a spirit of life in a flower, whatever it is. And when it begins to take on a form, it goes from a spirit to being a life. All right. There's got to be a conduit. Let the earth bring forth the animals. And God formed them. The earth does not bring forth life of itself. Spontaneous combustion was believed to be true for many years, until they proved it by fire. Life begets life. But it's got to have the right conduit. Now there's no difference between the elements that make the conduit. The same earth makes the lion, the giraffe, the elephant makes you, and it makes me. It makes a good person, a bum, and everything else. That's why of one lump God hath taken one lump of clay and made the elect and non-elect. What makes a difference? A spirit. Which transforms into a life. When you can handle and see it. See? So therefore, if we were the ordained conduit, and we have the ordained Word, which is the second conduit. Now they've come together, and the life at the proper hour, the life of the manifestation coming up from the ground, a little sprout. That's the manifested life. Go higher to where it goes to the plumes, the tassel. That's the same life. Go to the shuck. That's the same life. Go into the seed. It's the same life. Just the carrier distinguishing itself in processes is changed, but only to the eyesight. Now, put that with you and me. I hope you can follow me. It's that life has got to bring forth, brother, sister, or it's the wrong life. Brother Branham said, you put a... I forget what he said exactly, but put it this way. You put a cucumber seed into a pumpkin, and you turn the pumpkin life on, it's still going to bring forth a cucumber. See? The conduit is not important. It's that life there. Although the conduit is important. It's got to be there. But you get, he said, you could... Then he said, you take that... Let's take the cucumber life and turn it into a pumpkin life. It'll bring forth pumpkins. All right. understand, if God Almighty has given us a word in this hour, that great message which is going to take to get us out of here, then He is fully responsible being that light. And remember, God is not going to bring forth malfunctioning and malformed babies. Brother Branham said He doesn't take a human cell than a cat cell or something perverted. And you go back to the old ministry. A priest couldn't have anything wrong with him physically. Poor guy could be born with a cleft palate. No way. You can have a preacher in this message have a cleft palate. No difference. As long as you understand and preach, what's the difference? We got one guy going around there going, foom, 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 and he preaches against Brother Branham, says the message. Sure, he's a message of hell. Amen. And he's a messenger from hell, too. Should put it down flat. I don't care what he says. He sue me if he wants to. Send him the tape. I'll pack a jury. We'll bring a jury. Bring a bunch of peers in to believe this message. And let's see if he believes the message, calling Brother Branham, make a mistake. We say we had a vindicated prophet, didn't make mistakes. And he came along to set him right. Ha! Don't give me that stuff. Something's wrong with the life. Everybody says. So you see, the life in there is what counts. Now, right conduit is going to bring forth that production. We'll see it in this message. Okay, I start reading now. Okay, 107. See, Hananiah wanted to show he could be just as big as Jeremiah. That's when he ripped the yoke off of Jeremiah's neck and ripped it in two. And he said, see, he said, thus saith the Lord, in 2 years they're going to be back. You say 70, but I got news for you. 2 years is it. He's going to be big shot, big as Jeremiah. Now, why did Brother Branham say this? You know, peace, I'm just as big as Brother Branham. In fact, I'm bigger. Look at my tent. Look what I'm doing. Look at the crowd. Well, he's got no crowds anymore. If his ministry paralleled the ministry of Jesus Christ, he had to lose his crowds. Amen. What are you trying to pull up? Doesn't the dog shed his hair in the severed hand? You're going to make Christ some kind of a hybrid outside of nature? These guys can't even read nature. I'm just as big as William Branham. Even people stood up in the pews and prophesied false prophecy. And everybody, happy, happy, happy. If they go happy or just somebody sitting in the pew, what do you think they'll be like when somebody of some stature amongst them and could be a fine, sincere, lovely person is carried away with a lying spirit? Yes. A man anointed with the Holy Ghost and at the same time anointed with a spirit from hell. Yes. How many of you people have been in Pentecost over 30 years? Been around Pentecost 30 years? Nobody but me? You're looking at a guy that's been for 54 solid years, been with it. Pentecostal people will tell you flat, nobody can have a genuine Holy Spirit of God and a lying spirit at the same time. They put it down, the man's got this kind of spirit, that kind of spirit. They never put it down to anything where that man's really got something, you know, like we're talking about now. Because they say, all right, you really got the Holy Ghost. That thing there could get in your body, kind of, and you, you know, kind of get him out. But they'll never understand what we're saying here. They can't do it. Because they think an anointing is a genuine baptism with the Holy Ghost. They simply do. They can't understand this. That's why this went over like a lead balloon. So they come, well, I'm just as big as you. I got just as much as you got. And then this fellow Hananiah says to old Jeremiah, you know they don't like you anyhow. Now, I'm a prophet, so I can tell you that. So I say this, I don't know how their punctuation comes out here, you know, but it could be either one saying, I'm more than the prophet you are because you're prophesying a lie. I would say this, yeah, Hananiah could say that to Jeremiah, and Jeremiah could say that to Hananiah. Absolutely. You tell me God's people are going to be under such and such a thing. Now, so there's the argument set back and forth. The true prophet says one thing, and the other fellow says another thing, and here they are, they're calling each other liars. That's what it amounts to. They're embroiled in a battle, like a showdown. Okay, now this fellow here, Hananiah, is the type that did not have the kind of vindication Jeremiah had, but he stood up to him anyway. Now, here's what Brother Branham said. That's what they say today. But you'll be there just the same as the church. Now, they're saying, look here, you don't have any authority. We've got just as much right as you got, and we say you're wrong. And Brother Branham said, that's what they're saying in the church today. Now, watch. You're accursed with a curse. Isn't that what Jeremiah said? Isn't that what Micaiah said? You bet. All you churches, denominations that are holding to the tradition of men, instead of the word of God, you're cursed by God. Now, the same scenario today faced Brother Branham. Now, this is where we're going to take time this morning. We're going to quit when I'm through here because you're going to be plenty long by that time. We are going to go to 28th chapter of the book of Deuteronomy, and we're going to read about the cursing and the blessing. Because most people don't realize this truth. Now, before we do that, I think in my mind, I had better turn to the second chapter of the book of Joel and read that first. And we're going to go to the 14th verse, I suppose. Or is it the 12th? It doesn't matter. It's the 14th, I guess. No, 12. Therefore also now saith the Lord, turn ye even to me with all your heart, and with fasting, and with weeping, and with mourning. And rend your heart, and not your garments, and turn unto the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and repenteth him of the evil. Who knoweth if he will return and repent, and leave a blessing behind him, even a meat offering and a drink offering unto the Lord your God. Now he tells you right there, he said, look, just see, if I could, I might leave the curse off. What something, you do something, there's a provision here, and you won't get the curse. Now let's read in Deuteronomy 28. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments as I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations here. Now that's where we're going to be in the millennium. The bride's going to have the whole thing. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee. Now watch. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee. You can't run fast enough or hide deep enough to miss the blessings of God. I am enunciating a spiritual rule here that Brother Branham confirmed. That spiritual rule I found as a minister, as I lay on my face before God hour after hour in Florida, night after night, studied that word of God day after day, hour after hour. Every sermon was successively on a higher plateau until suddenly something took over in my life. And I said to Brother Branham, is it something in your life, more so in your life rather, than God just ordaining you a prophet, but that you labored in this position and you stayed with this until you literally worked yourself into a groove or what you might call a rut until you got into a spirit where it took over? He said, exactly right, Brother Bill. I am telling you these things that I know. You do what you want. If you believe me, you'll rejoice and you'll start to go places. If you sit there on your thumbs with your grimace or your grouching, and whatever you got in your souls, instead of rejoicing in God with optimism, you sit there. I'm going on. And there's a people here that's going on. Now you do what you want. Do you believe the Bible? Do you believe the Old Testament is nearly that which brought forth the new? That which typed our God, that the Exodus and all this look forward to our day. Then it says this, my brother, my sister, all these blessings shall come on thee. And you can run as hard as you want, they'll overtake you. Get in the groove. I didn't know when I said this morning I'd read this. I knew I'd read, didn't know it just come to my attention to let you know why I say these things. Don't be that Pentecostal person. You get so blessed. Oh, I'll stay home now. I'm going to tell you something. Every time you sit here, whether you know or not, it's being clamped further and further in your soul and your minds and in your lives, and it's going to do something for you. You're looking for something. What are you looking for in the name of God? This is it. You say, well, Brother Ben, I might take it if it weren't for you. Well, thanks. And I'm not saying this to you people here. This could be anybody, tape or any place else. Just please find somebody that pleases you then. And please get this. Because if I'm withholding it by my crass ignorance, my X-rated sermons and my vulgar personality, for God's sake and your sake, go and get yourself somebody you can get empathetic with. Huh? Fair enough. There's people out there somewhere. So I'm not trying to get anybody to turn away. I'm just saying, just laying the thing right on the table. Look, you don't have to be in agreement with me. Forget me. And if I'm standing in your way anyway, get this flat. Go somewhere where you don't get hindrance. Or be a little more gracious still. Overlook my crass ignorance. I do, so why don't you?
if thou shalt hearken the voice of the Lord your God. Remember, the Apostle Paul said, if you have been taught of him, and Paul was doing the teaching. Paul said, when you hear me, you hear Jesus Christ. Oh, Paul, don't say that. Well, he said, I said it. Well, why don't you take it back? He's, why don't you drop dead? Because you want to go to hell. Don't think I don't want to go to hell. I just told you, let an angel of heaven come down and say opposite to me, he's cursed. Yeah. Think I'm going to be some kind of a fool? Look, the law of the Medes and Persians was, if the king said that that was it, and he couldn't change his mind. And when God said it, he couldn't change his mind. And if a prophet said it, vindicated, he couldn't change his mind. Thank you. It's exactly true. He could not only not change his mind, he couldn't change the word, and he couldn't take it back. As Brother Branham said 3 times, thus it has been spoken, thus it shall be. God doesn't change. Now, blessed shalt thou be in the city, and you'll be blessed in the field. Well, hallelujah. I can have a townhouse and a country house. Didn't think that, did you? What do you think the millennium is? Huh? Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, the fruit of thy ground, the fruit of thy cattle, increase of thy kind, the flocks of thy sheep, blessed in basket and in store. Blessed when you come in, blessed when you go out. The Lord shall cause the enemies to rise up against thee, be smitten before thy face. Anyone? And they'll not prosper. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee 7 ways. Man, when they think you're 7 people, chase them in 7 different directions. Wow! That was just an earthly kingdom. Blessings. The Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouses, and all that thou settest thy hand unto, and he shall bless in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. That's back to Eden, brother, sister. With the power of the Holy Ghost. The Lord shall establish thee and holy people unto himself, as he has sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways. What did Brother Branham really teach us on how to walk in his ways? Just the simplest. The big thing was to believe the word. See? That's where you got to start. Because then you see the life comes through the conduit. And all people here shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee. And the Lord shall make thee plenties and goods, the fruit of that body, the fruit of that cattle, the fruit of the ground, the land which the Lord God swear unto thy father to give thee. In other words, all through the prophets we've got this promise. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasures to heaven to give rain upon the land and season, and bless the work of thy hand. And thou shalt lend unto many nations and not borrow. As I said a while ago, God, give me a job. I want to help people. So give me a better job. I want to help us out, Lord. Out. Wrong motive. Give me a blessing, Lord, I can rejoice. Lord, give me a blessing, I can be a testimony. But man said, what do you want to get healed for? Live it up or live for God? Check your motives. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, it's all here in the Word. All here with the prophet taught us. This is carnal. This is like the earthly thing. But it just gives you an idea what we're talking about. The one who will leave a blessing and not a curse. But he comes with blessing and cursing. Okay. And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail. Well, we certainly hope that and believe that. Absolutely. The bride is to head up the world. Yeah. We certainly believe that. Not in ourselves as though we got something. No, no, we're not saying that. We're saying this is the bride, and we better believe that we are going to be there. Because she will be Mount Zion, above everybody. Miles higher than everybody. The very circle of the earth, wherever it is. I don't know. Oh, yes. You don't even need the sun to be shining in glory. Oh, it's going to be marvelous, brother, sister. See? Yes, sir. Don't anybody sell you short in this. You won't be down there below anymore. No, 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 no. Listen, the cornerstone became the headstone, and we're coming to head with him. Oh, yes, yes. don't ever deny God that, because that's the truth. See, we're going to be right there with him. We're elevated right with him in the throne. He said, he that overcomes, will I grant to sit with me in my throne as I have overcome and sat down on my Father's throne. Laodicean church age right now. Rip the seals off the book. The Father came down right now. Yes, sir. Elohim is here. And the Son climbed upon the throne. He is now completely Melchizedek. High priest king. When he steps off that throne, it fills with smoke. The whole temple, everything is all over. We're going to, oh my. Horrible condition. Nothing but judgment, judgment, judgment. We meet him in the air. Wedding supper, 3.5 years. Amen. Oh, you talk about headship, brother, sister. Why do you want to sit around the tail for? Get your sights elevated. Yes. Remember the little old worm that grubbed in the ground became a butterfly. That worm turned into a beautiful moth. That little funny-looking egg in the nest broke out. Say, wow, I can't believe that could produce a bird like that. Just start looking at the genes of God, not your own genes. Look at the genes of God. You'll see what happens. See? Okay. And you'll be above. Thou shalt be above, never beneath. That's right. Why? Because our headship is from heaven. Don't talk about this stuff down here anymore. And what happens in heaven comes down. Bring it with us. What do you think? Oh, come on, brother, sister. Come on, come on. This is no horse and buggy day. This is jet. This is faster than jet. Faster than thought. Now, if thou wilt hearken to my commandments, the commands of the Lord thy God, which I command thee to observe and do them. And that's the spiritual impact we're trying to get across. Thou shalt not go aside from any of the words which I command thee to the right or left. Don't add one word. Don't take from them. And don't believe in three gods. Forget it. Don't go one to see the like of Jesus only. But it shall come to pass thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Now notice, the whole thing is, will you listen or not? And remember, he speaks one more time. One message. To observe all the commandments and his statutes which I command thee this day, that the curses come upon thee. What is the great commandment? Rid your minds of every thought. Get rid of your doctrine. Quit trying to put a new patch on an old garment. Forget it. The only reason you and I cannot reconcile the prophet's teaching to the Word of God as it is because we got little things in here from our creeds and our dogmas. Get rid of them. Brother Brand said, I don't believe in three gods. I don't believe in this one God stuff. I stand between, and I got to stand here with him, and he's going to reveal it to me. And I believe blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. I believe the Lord himself did descend from heaven, and we shall meet the Lord in the air when this Lord takes it up to that Lord. As Jehovah said, Adonai. I don't understand people. Where the crazy Trinitarians get three and the crazy one does Jesus only get just this one thing? You mess scripture here and you mess there. There is one God and he had a son. That little injection of life that took on chemistry in the body of Mary that brought forth that human figure that God himself indwelt. So God was in Christ. That was God. Then they separated. He didn't say, now then, body, you're gone. God labored all through these years to become a man, identified himself, became us, we might become him. Then he never goes out of existence. There is one God and one meaning between man and God, the man Christ Jesus. People can't even read. Try to make it the God Christ Jesus. It's a new Pentecostal oneness and whatever you are. Man is not God. The Bible says one man, one God, one man. Man Christ Jesus. It didn't say one God Christ Jesus. Let's understand. You can't tell him anything. Why bother? Brother Ben said, I quit praying in America. He said, oh, isn't that awful? Why don't you pray for your dead mother? Go on down to the grave. Ma, you've been dead for 30 years. My mother died what? March 1953. 1952. 35 years. She'd been dead. I'll go down to the graveyard and come in Canada. Ma, come out of the grave. Oh, Ma, I want my mother's grave. Oh, God, raise my mother. He says, shut up, you idiot. Why pray for America when she's gone? What, people crazy? I'm going to pray for Pharaoh. Ha! Why don't you pray for Gorbachev? I don't see it shouldn't, but it didn't do you much good. I used to think Khrushchev wasn't too bad a guy. He had a sense of humor. The butcher? Yeah. Go ahead. Pray for the Pope. Oh, I'm tender-hearted. I'm not saying you shouldn't pray. But I'm telling you one thing. There are certain things you don't pray about. Like a bunch of cattle pulled a really dirty, rotten trick on me. And I said, you wouldn't pull this trick on a bum out in the street, let alone a minister of God. Well, he said, Brother Bale, we prayed. I said, why don't you ask God in your prayers to rob a bank? He said, Brother, you don't pray to get into sin. You pray to get out of sin. You all died spiritually. Any man of God that stands forward is honest, sincere, and preaches this word of God, he becomes an instrument of death in the hands of God. You say what you want. People don't want to listen to anybody. There's a death yodel right now, what's going on. Either somebody's dying, you got a fire. That fire you can quench, maybe, but the fire coming on you won't quench. He said, these curses, now listen, all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. They're going to get it whether they want it, and you're going to get it whether you want it. For I hath not seen nor ear heard, neither has entered your heart. And Brother Brown explained, a pig turning a man billions of times more in stature. Pig never understand, neither can you understand the millennium. But you are overtaken for it. As Paul said, I have been apprehended, so are these apprehended. Where does the time go? Eternity come quick. Have 3,000 years of the millennium, just have a good time talking to each other. Cursed shalt thou be in the city, cursed in the field, cursed in the basket, cursed in the store. In other words, look, every day and every night you're going to get piled up. Cursed be the fruit of your body, the fruit of the land, the increase of your kind, the flock of your sheep. Cursed be when you come in, cursed when you go out. And the Lord shall send upon thee cursing, vexation, and rebuke. Does he do that to us? No way. Blessing and glory and invitation. But all you set your hand unto do, until thou be destroyed, until thou perish quickly because of the wickedness of thy doing, whereby thou hast forsaken me. How do you forsake God? By forsaking the word. How do you pray to God? By praying the word. How do you know that God hears you? By hearing the word. What does God do first of all? He sent the word. You got to have the conduit. And the Logos manifests what that conduit will be. And you receiving it, you become the final conduit. Then the life of God turns your chemistry right around where God wants it. Oh, brother said, this isn't hard to understand. This is as simple as ABC. Give in to the Lord. Let your nerves settle down. Just relax. Come on. Nobody said you're going to go to heaven in flowery beds of ease and walk me gently across. But the Bible did say in Ezekiel's rivers, you're carried across and get carried. Get into the flood. To the amazing grace of God. That's what we want. I'm shouting, so you'll get it and I'll get it. We're going to do anything to get this blessing, brother, sister. Bless God. Ransack the village and get the blessing. Full of Jacob. You don't have to. I'm just saying that to get you to understand what I'm talking about. It's time to get enthused. Never mind the world out there. Fooey on it. I sure pray for your loved ones and display the token. Do all those things. But remember this, brother, sister. Someone's being too... We're all being overtaken and taken over. Yeah. That's right. I have been apprehended, said Paul, for something. We discussed that a couple of times ago here. I've been apprehended for it, and I want apprehended. How do I know? Brother Branham said 100 times, the evidence of the baptism with the Holy Ghost was believing this word. For how can the Holy Ghost in you not say amen to every word that the Holy Ghost himself wrote and is now here telling it to you and explaining it to you? Yeah. Sure, listen. Christian, go out and come in, so on. 21, the Lord shall make the pestilence cleave unto thee. Well, we're going to get rid of the AIDS. Go ahead, you get something for ours. You're going to be surprised to tell you something? I don't know if it's true or not. They're investigating it right now because scientific reports are saying there's something so like unto AIDS that it's in the food and cooking doesn't kill it. Be happy. You're getting all the aid you need. You think, brother, sister, that these smart guys that have touted sex so blatantly, so gloriously, in the face of God will not reap it. They're reaping it. They're going to reap it. And I don't care if they think they get rid of AIDS. You don't get rid of AIDS anymore. You get rid of TB and go someplace else. And I'm a living proof because it went from my lungs to the pituitary glands and doctors knew it, but God healed it. You'll get rid of nothing. Read your articles on pesticides. They're throwing your hands up. It's too late. It'll be in the food. Cook it. Won't be a bit of good. But the psalm still holds out. Ten, the thou in thy left hand and ten at the right hand shall not come nigh thee. If you made the Lord God your refuge. If you followed the word of the Lord. If you got the spiritual impact. We're trying to work on spiritual. Listen, no matter what you think about me or I think about you. You are duty bound to give me credit and I give you credit. Until something proves otherwise. They were looking for spiritual impact. I got to take my stand. You take your stand. We better be careful. It's all one stand in God. Oh, yeah. You reap and you sow. You better sow to the word of Almighty God. The Lord will smite thee with a consumption. With a fever, 22. Inflammation, extreme burning, with the sword, blasting, mildew. You think the mildew hasn't got it? What's mildew? Well, I got mildew in my body, my blood, yeast. And you think you don't go through hell? How would you like a little shot? I tell you, if you want to be nice to your worst enemy, give him yeast infection. Yeah. You know how you get it? Antibiotics and all those things that doctors give you. And they won't pull back, and they know what they're doing. Oh, they're trying to pull back a bit, but they're not going to. But he says, here's the mildew. You say, well, that means the canvas and the leather. No, it doesn't. It means you. Yeah. And they shall pursue these until thou perish. Get rid of one thing, you get a bigger thing. Get rid of two things, you get three things. You say, that's not for today. You got to be kidding. This is just before the entering into the promised land, which is the Exodus, which we type as we're going in.
Yeah.
Now, and the heaven that's over thy head be brass, the earth under the iron. The Lord must make the rain, the land, the Lord shall make the rain of thy land powder and dust. You won't get rain water, you get dust. We've had dust bowls already. You wait for the more come. From heaven it shall come down upon thee till they be destroyed. Go up in the air and just come upon you, suffocate you. Acid rains. The Lord caused thee to be smitten before the enemies, and thou shalt go against them and stand free 7 ways before them. You think Russia's not going to take us? You bet your life. And be removed unto the kings of the earth. Why do you think they're putting these pictures on now about Russia taking over? Eisenhower started that plan years ago. Now they had a picture. America's gotten soft. Got away from God. Thy carcass shall eat all the fowls of the air. And of the beasts of the earth, no man shall fray away from them. Lord, smite with the botch of Egypt, hemorrhoids, scab, itch, wherever you can't be healed. No healing. Lord, smite with madness, blindness, astonishment, heart. Thou shalt grope at noonday, as a blind gropes in darkness, not prosper in thy ways, and thou shalt be oppressed and spoiled evermore. No man shall save thee. Thou shalt betroth a wife, another lie with her. Build a house, not dwell in it. Plant a vineyard, and not gather grapes. Thine ox slain before thine eyes. Now, you can't eat thereof. Thine ass be taken from thee before the face. Your work, horses and animals, see? Not be restored. Sheep given to thine enemies, and you'll have none to rescue them. Sons and daughters to given to other people. Your eyes will look and fail with longing for them all day long. And there shall be no might in the land. See, because the children are gone. The fruit of thy land and all the labor shall a nation thou knowest not eat up. And thou shalt be openly oppressed and crushed away. So shalt thou be mad for the sight of thine eyes, which thou shalt see. And the Lord shall smite thee in the knees and the legs, and the sore botch cannot be healed, from the sole of thy foot to the top of thy head. Women losing all their hair can't do anything about it. Why? It's a climatic condition. It's a what's going on? The Lord shall bring thee in thy king, which thou set over thee, unto a nation which neither thy fathers have not known. That happened to Israel. And it's for 37. You'll be an astonishment, a proverb, a byword, and so on. And so on right down the line. And I'm not going to read the whole thing. You read it yourself because it takes too long. But let me go over here now and read to you Matthew, the 3rd chapter. All right. The 11th and 12th verse, I indeed baptize you, said John the Baptist, concerning Jesus the Christ. But he, Jesus the Christ, who cometh after me, is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear, he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire, whose fan is in his hand, he'll thoroughly purge his floor, and gather you in the garden, but he'll burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. Now that Jesus that came there was fulfilling Isaiah 61. So let's read a couple of verses, and you get the entire picture. And the entire picture is this. The first verse, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, and so on. And he's going to proclaim to every captive, opening the prison and the bound. Verse 2, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of the vengeance of our God. To comfort those that mourn and destroy those that don't. Now what is it? He is projecting right to this point. This one here. And we project from here 1,000 years down. So that same one that was in flesh has to come down here in the form of the Spirit and separate, which is Matthew 24 and 24. Now let's read it. Matthew 24 and 24. And you don't have to believe this, of course, but the prophet taught it. I mean, 24 and 40, not 24 and 24, but 24 and what do I want? 41. 40. And two shall be in the field, one taken, one left. Two grinding in the mill, one taken, one left. Now, the word woman's not in there. It's two. To anybody. So, therefore, this is the great separation coming. And that's what we are looking at, brother, sister, in this hour here, where Brother Branham said, concerning Ahab, nobody wants to see himself cursed. And because he doesn't, he refuses to look at the curses in the face and find out what they're all about. He prefers to be drawn aside in a never-never land, and hopefully somehow it won't get him. I got news for you and me. We're dying. We're going to get out of here, feet first or some way. And we're going to have to face whatever there is out there. And whatever there is out there proved what it was through a prophet. And vindicated by pictures. You say, well, I want something different. Then you go your way and find out what you got. I'm going to go my way and find out what I got. I have taken my calculated risk. This is it or forget it. Yeah. I wouldn't know which way to turn. And personally, I'm not interested in any way to turn. This satisfies me very well. Now, the Bible distinctly says, we read in Joel, he's going to come. What's it going to be? Will he restore? Will he give a blessing, or will it be a curse? Personally, you and I know the answer. He's going to give both. He is going to give both. There is no such thing as a word of God that does not have both sides. Cursing, blessing, blessing, cursing. It depends on whose side you are on. If you're on the Lord's side, you will get the blessing. If you're not on God's side, you will get the cursing. Now let's understand this. If you have turned the corner today, and you've gotten off the fence, you don't need to worry about the cursing. You will have trials. You will have tribulation. You can get sick. You can die in your sickness. You can die of cancer. I don't know what you and I are going to die of. We can be persecuted, hounded, but we can't go to hell. We can't be lost. We can't miss the millennium. Why? Because it overtakes us. Anything else overtaking us is merely a temporary thing concerning the chemistry. But the life goes on. Your spirit departs from here and your soul follows it. Because the spirit goes first. Then you go to places. God's got a robe for you ready to walk into it. A spirit form, a spirit body. In that you can hug each other. You can shake hands and all. But you cannot eat or drink. You are waiting to come back here. And you'll feel no pain. You'll be happy. But if that were the end of it, then your life in Christ on earth is a waste and you're miserable. Because that's misery compared to what you're going to get. Do you hear what I said? Now look, wouldn't it be nice to just get out of this body and just drift around and say, hey, 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 isn't that nice? My God, I would love that. I got not as much wrong with me as a lot of people do. And I hate things wrong with me. I get nervous. And I hate it. And I would like to get out in that nice land where Brother Branham is. But if that's as far as I get, forget it. Forget it. That won't do. Listen, the best health in all the world. The most marvelous existence in all the world. Yuck! You can't even think of what lies ahead of you. And God reached out and pulled you into it. Now, what's the matter with us? What's the matter? It's just such a chore, it seems. Devil will take everything and we'll let the devil, every care of this, rob us of the reality of the things of Almighty God and the joy. Let me tell you, my darkest hours were sustained, and I will make no apology for saying it. I even advised. What was my adversarial condition at that time? I said, look it, we're all going through troubles. I'm going to tell you what I do. I go to my study, and I get this word, the prophet's word. And I live on, somehow I'm lifted up, and I can stand. Yeah. And death itself, I believe, would have to take me out of this pulpit under a certain anointing. Brother, sister, we are not living in ideal conditions, but we have an ideal life living in us in an unideal condition that ideal life doesn't want, and it's going to get its ideal conditions because the life will make its chemistry. So, you don't need to worry. And there's no way to compare it. But you can believe it. And you can let it move in your heart and you can work on it until you get in that groove. But you've got to keep moving until you get in that groove. Your rebirth is not enough. You must use your rebirth. Jesus Christ himself grew in stature and in favor with God and man. Then you and I can do no less. And there is a place we can get, brother, sister. And we've already got one place. I like where Brother Jarrett said, he's Brother Balaam. He said, if you come and told me that you no longer believe in the presence of God and you say you're wrong, I say, too late, Brother Balaam. I can't change. I believe it. And good old Joe, just not because he's a good old Hungarian, a lot of other extractions, like, you know, Hogan's goat or what do you call it? All those things poured into one. It's the truth. He says the truth. I've looked at things back and forth and I say, where will I go from it? Where do I get off? I can't get off. The merry-go-round won't stop, brother, sister. One fellow facetious that left the worst, he said, stop where they want to get off. You'll not get off of this. If you've been apprehended, my brother, my sister, if you've got in those waters that came to Luther's ankles, Wesley's knees, and the Pentecostal groins, you're now in the place, not waters to swim in as though you're going to suddenly do the breaststroke and swim across. We've gone all through that showing Ezekiel. But the waters are going to take your waters to tide you across. So there's your look. So you got your choice this morning. We did very well. We covered one verse from last week. Nobody wants to see himself cursed. You don't have to. What's that little course we see Jesus high and lifted up? Do we sing that here? Don't we sing that, don't we? Huh? Don't we sing that? Some say yes, some say no. Come on, do we sing it or don't we sing it? We sing it. We have to sing because I know words that I can't even sing. Okay, who's going to sing for us? Come on, Dave, you're going to play it up here. What's the number? Is there a number? That's good. Just be relaxed. You got nothing to be worried about, especially a guy like me around. You're bound to find something you can pick up.